This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. Low prices and a global oversupply. That's a phrase that's been used about a lot of commodities lately. At this moment, though, I am not referring to oil or steel, but to cotton. The nation's producers are feeling the pressure. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said this week it would ride to the rescue with $300 million in aid to help stabilize that industry. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has details.
The last few years have been rough on cotton farmers, according to Steve Verrett. He's with the trade group Plains Cotton Growers in Texas.
The market is certainly not where any of us would like for it to be.
Verrett cites a number of factors. The 2014 Farm Bill trimmed cotton subsidies. Demand for cotton has been down. And China, which had been holding a lot of cotton stocks in reserve, has started releasing them into the global market, pushing prices down.
The price of cotton is just not covering the cost of production.
The Department of Ag's new aid program will offer producers one-time payments that are determined by their acreage last year and a portion of processing costs. John Robinson is an ag economist at Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. He says the aid will mostly help farmers finance their operations.
A banker can pencil in an assured income line that will help make a loan and help the whole system work.
The aid program caps payments at $40,000 per producer. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.